This TSN 1040 podcast is powered by Metro Ford. It's hard to beat a Metro Ford deal. In Fort Coquitlam and online at metromotors.com.
It's game time. White Spot Vancouver Giants hockey live on TSN 1040.
Time now for the first period. Brought to you by Hyundai. With the call from the Envision Financial Broadcast booth, here's Brendan Batchelor.
Alongside Bill Wilms, and it's time to get down to hockey for the last time this season for the Vancouver Giants as they visit the Seattle Thunderbirds this afternoon. Giants in the road, black uniforms with white and red trim. We'll skate from left to right in the first period. David Tendek gets the starting goal for the G-men. 5-13-0 on the year with a 4.62 goals against average and an .860 save percentage. The Seattle Thunderbirds in their home white uniforms with blue, green, and gray trim on their jerseys will skate from right to left in the opening frame. Carl Stankowski starts the game in goal for Seattle. Only six games this year. He's got a record of 2-0-1 with a 2.42 goals against average and a .903 save percentage. The referees for today's game are Kevin Bennett and Brian Bourdon, the linesmen Adam Brastad and Nathan Van Oosten. And the opening faceoff is presented by Avenue Machinery, your number one award-winning Kubota dealer for Western Canada. T-Birds control off the draw. Ryan Gropp quickly across the Vancouver line on left wing, crunched into the boards by Jordan Worry as he rimmed the puck behind the net. Onto it to the right point is Alexander True. He'll wind and fire. That's blocked in front. Dylan Plouffe gets it ahead, and here come the Giants. Semchuk up the right wing. Pass into the slot for Ronning. Broken up by Kolasar, and here's Gropp getting it up the left wing. Gropp driving wide. Hits the trailer. True with a toe drag around. Plouffe shoots and scores. Seconds into the game, the Thunderbirds take a 1-0 lead. Alexander True from between the dots.
See what Semchuk did coming down right wing, getting the offensive zone? He threw a drop pass back towards the blue line, and it was just quickly picked off and going the other way. That's something you got to learn real quick, is that you don't throw that puck back on a drop pass in the offensive zone with a team back checking. And just like that, you go up the ice, and Alexander True, Ryan Gropp, there's Kolasar going hard, and he decided to shoot. And by the way, he's the guy that's playing center on that line that Matt Barzal is not playing on. And this is a guy from Denmark. He's 6'5 and a half. And man, can he skate. You're going to have to stay up with Gropp and Kolasar. And True has given this Seattle team a 1-0 lead.
He can shoot the puck as well. That's his 24th of the year inside the first minute. And the T-Birds have the lead as they win the ensuing faceoff and bring it back into the Vancouver zone. Played down the far boards. Matt Barberis with it. Got it off the window and out to center. Calvin Spencer, the former Thunderbird, with a shot off the right wing. Stopped by Stankowski. Sammy Moy lined into the loose puck. Can't clear it up the far boards. Held into the point by Malman. Jeff Raymond in a battle with the puck. Now the Thunderbirds do get it out. Donovan Niles playing it to center. Calvin Spencer back in his own zone for the Giants. Plays it to the near corner for Ryan Jones. Jones cuts up the middle of the ice, sends onto the left wing for Braden Watts. He'll hammer it in around the end glass. Jack Flamin off the bench knocks the puck free right wing for Tyler Ho. Sharp angle shot from right along the goal line on the near boards. Hit the outside of the post. Scott Enzer back to it for the T-Birds, and they'll break out to center. Austin Strand, right wing, across the Vancouver line with a long, hopeful wrist shot from the boards. Stopped by the Giant netminder, David Tendek, and he'll hold on.
Yeah, good start by this Seattle team, and again, I was very, very impressed with the back check on that play that we were just talking about by Kolasar. This is Andy Ide was talking about the ability of him to skate, and you love that defensive pressure as he comes back in his own zone. And Alexander True with, as you said, great skating, great shot. By the way, the goaltender Stankowski, yeah, it's only his sixth game played, and he's only 5'9". He's got to be maybe the smallest goaltender in the Western Hockey League. I don't know if Seattle or Vancouver can maybe take advantage of that component of his.
Stankowski, a Calgary native, was a second-round pick in the Bantam draft, 37th overall. For this Seattle club, as the Giants dump the puck in on him, and he'll cover it up. Vancouver with an attacking zone faceoff. 1:56 into the first period. Giants trail 1-0 on the goal by Alexander True for Seattle.
Yeah, Spencer's 2-0. Calvin Spencer against Seattle. He had one game that he played with Swift Current, one game that he played with Vancouver. And for my money, and I talked about the last four or five games being really a chance for guys to make a statement, keep staying with it. Well, I would say three guys that come to mind immediately is one of them is Calvin Spencer. I think as a 20-year-old, he's done a terrific job the last four or five games of this season. I mean, obviously, we've talked about Mom and Plouffe as well.
Spencer, along with Jeff Raymond, both playing their last WHL game here this afternoon. Giants won't go to the postseason. They're 20-year-olds, not age eligible to return next year. And we're going to hear from both of them in our respective intermissions in the first and second as we hear their thoughts on their WHL careers. Thunderbirds in the Vancouver zone. Shot from the top of the left circle by Luke Ormsby. Whistles over the left shoulder of David Tendek over the net as well. Puck in the left corner. Ormsby first to it. Hit by Jordan Worry on the boards. Puck sent free behind the net for Matthew Wedman. Drops off for Ormsby out the right wing side. He'll feed to the point for Ethan Bear. Across to the left side, Turner Ottenbright. Shoots intentionally wide of the net. It's knocked to the corner by Worry, who's crunched into the boards with a forechecking Seattle forward, Scott Enzer. Now here's Ottenbright from the line with a slap shot. Hit his teammate Enzer up high in front of the net. He's all right, though, and the T-Birds still have it in the zone. Wedman behind the Vancouver net. Protecting the puck out the right wing side into the slot shot by Ormsby. He missed the goal, centered high and wide again. Enzer first to it in the right corner. To the point for Ethan Bear. Across to the left side for Turner Ottenbright. Back to Bear, middle of the point. Lays off to the right circle for Enzer. Thunderbirds making it look like a power play here in the Vancouver zone at the moment. It's at even strength, and now Owen Hardy is able to chip a puck to the line, and just out, it bounces back in off the linesman. Ormsby touches up offside against Seattle on the play.
Well, David Tendek is starting his third game of the last four Vancouver Giant games, and he's got a chance, obviously, to end the season well as well. Played twice against this Seattle team. He's 0-2. Love to get that save percentage up a little bit against the T-Birds. He's beaten basically on the first shot here so far, but that certainly wasn't any fault of his own. He's got an 8.51, as I say, save percentage against this team.
Tendek also came in relief of Ryan Kubik in the loss last night to the Kelowna Rockets. Giants dropped that game 5-2. He made seven saves on seven shots in the third period.
Yeah, so he's appeared in four in a row for Vancouver.
Thunderbirds dump it into the Vancouver zone again. Ryan Gropp to the puck in the left corner. He'll cut up the boards, protecting it on the backhand. Mishandled it and has to chase it back out to center ice. Gropp retreats into his own zone, plays near boards for Jarrett Tischka, the Langley native on the blue line for this Seattle club. Skates to center over the right boards, poke check by Johnny Wesley, and the T-Birds regroup in their own zone again. Aaron Hyman for Seattle. Goes D-to-D to the far boards for Tischka. Back to Hyman near corner. Couldn't find the puck. Wesley got there first. Center to the slot. Semchuk couldn't shoot. And the T-Birds break out on the counterattack. Here's Gropp down the right wing. Stood up by Barbaras. Following up for the puck is Keegan Kolesar. He'll rim it in behind the net. Donovan Niles to it behind the cage. Niles in the right wing corner for Seattle. Cuts up the far boards. Reverses behind the net. Didn't have a teammate there, though. Kolesar gone for a change, and Barbaras has time to settle it down and start the Vancouver breakout. Jeff Raymond at his own line, banks it up the far boards. Johnny Wesley trying to receive the pass there, was hit by Reese Harsh and couldn't control it. Wesley does a good job breaking up the ensuing breakout attempt by the Thunderbirds, poking the puck away from Donovan Niles at center ice. Now Strand dumps it in from his own side of center, icing against Seattle on the play. 4:41 gone in the first period. Thunderbirds lead the Giants 1-0 in this first period of White Spot Vancouver Giants hockey is brought to you by Hyundai.
Yeah, Austin Strand from Calgary, another one of those big 6'4+ defensemen. Russ Farwell's always liked that size. Austin Strand, after the trade from Red Deer, he didn't get his equipment to Seattle in time. He used Wyatt Bear's skates and a mix of equipment, but got the job done, and he's been a nice acquisition here for the T-Birds.
13 points in 71 games last year with Red Deer, 30 points now in his 74th game of the season here tonight. A little bit of a quirk there as he was traded. Plays more than a full schedule's worth of games because of the fact that Red Deer had played more games by the time he arrived in Seattle.
19-year-old. Nice acquisition.
Giants get the puck into the Seattle zone. Braden Watts in the left corner. Pressured on the boards by Strand. James Malm across to help out. Donovan Niles there too. He'll get the puck free and pass behind his own goal to the near corner for Ethan Bear. Bear pressured by Malm. Shrugs off the check. Passes ahead for Niles. He'll skate it to center ice. Leaves on the left wing for Nolan Volkan. Dumps it in on the Vancouver goal. Tendek blocks it and leaves it for the Giant blue liner Dylan Plouffe. Plouffe out to center ice on right wing. We'll send a long wrist shot in on Stankowski. He'll hold that and drop it behind the cage for Turner Ottenbright as the T-Birds are going to keep this game moving. Now Elijah Brown to center. Knocked off the puck by Tristan DeRoos. He'll scamper back and control it at his own line. Play ahead for Jack Flamin on the left wing. Flamin backhands it off the glass in deep. Hits Brown hard on the end boards on the forecheck. Bear back to the puck. Skates it out of trouble in front of his own goal, and the Thunderbirds break out yet again. With it on the left wing boards and dumping it in is Zach Andrusiak for Seattle. Ends up around on the right wing wall. Tristan DeRoos with it there. Tied up by Brown on the boards. Protecting the puck, though, is DeRoos. The Ceylon Saskatchewan native. As the Thunderbirds try to dig it free. Andrusiak, in the midst of that, sends it around to the left point for Turner. Ottenbright. Ottenbright plays down the boards, looking to receive that pass cleanly for Seattle. Was Tyler Adams. Can't knock it down. Centering feed intended for Brown is broken up by Tyler Ho for the Vancouver Giants, and they'll get it out to center. Tristan DeRoos dumps it in, and Vancouver begins a wholesale line change. Jordan Borsmeyer, the lone forechecker for the G-men, as Ethan Bear goes back to the puck. Plays to Adams at his own line. He's hit by Aiden Barfoot for Vancouver. Elijah Brown in to get the puck. Barfoot all over him on the back check and forces him to dump it in. Jeff Raymond below the goal line for the Giants. Plays around to the near side half wall for Barfoot. Gets it to the line, not out. Enzer tees up a slap shot that he got under a little bit too much. It went well high of the net. Enzer again onto the puck in the left corner. Protecting it on the backhand. Feeds the line for Tishka, left point. Tishka clears in behind the goal, out of the reach of Wedman. It ends up in space on the far boards. Enzer first to it. Scott Enzer to the left point again for Jared Tishka. Tishka with a wrist shot. Lots of traffic in front. Hit a body. I don't know if Tendick saw that. Might have got through on him. He was able to make the save, or might have been his defenseman, Jeff Raymond, that blocked it in front. Thunderbirds still have it in the zone. Tishka passing into the slot. Broken up by Barbaras. Comes back to Hyman with a long wrister and a heavy one at that. It missed the goal. And the Giants get it out. Owen Hardy tipping it to center ice. Nearing the 8-minute mark, first period. Seattle Thunderbirds with a 1-0 lead on the Vancouver Giants, thanks to Alexander True's 24th goal of the season. Ty Ronick battling with the puck at center. Can't get it free from True, who passes into his own zone for Austin Strand. Strand with a nice feed up the middle. Here's Kolesar quickly across the Vancouver line. Tried to play to True in the slot. It was tipped away with a stick of the defenseman, Dylan Plouffe. Then it comes back to Kolesar. Right circle. Shot, rebound, chance, and David Tendick denies Ryan Gropp on a beautiful opportunity right in the slot. The initial shot from Kolesar was blocked in front. Tendick with a big save on the second chance as the Thunderbirds continue to buzz. Another opportunity is wide of the goal, and now Tendick with a glove hand stop on Kolesar gets the whistle.
Tremendous puck movement in the offensive zone. And at the key, at the Showwear Center here, Brendan, I'll tell our listeners, we're on the goal line of the Seattle Thunderbirds. And when you look up the ice, 200, maybe 50 feet away, and it looks fast down there from here, the way the T-Birds are moving the puck and skating, they almost look the essence of a pro-type team in the way they're playing in that offensive zone. They skate well. They're big. They move. They move the puck. It's been a pleasure to watch. A lot of play has been 200 feet, basically, from where we sit.
As our booth located in the corner here in the Seattle defending zone for this first period, as Calvin Spencer lays a big hit in neutral ice on Donovan Niles, who regains his footing, kicks it down the boards. Now Vuka from the right circle scores. Credit Donovan Niles. He was hammered into the boards by Calvin Spencer. Kept the puck, regained his footing, played it free. It ends up with Nolan Vulcan, who beats Tendick from the right faceoff dot, and the Thunderbirds go ahead 2-0.
That's the classic take a hit to make a play. Donovan Niles, exactly what you said. He is absolutely hammered. But in the face of that check, he's got the presence of mind to throw that puck basically to the hash marks in front of the net. And that's where Vulcan picks it up and hammers it home. Beautiful play by Seattle inside the Vancouver Giants zone.
Giants ice the puck on the ensuing play. It'll be Vulcan's 15th of the season, 8:34 of the first period. And Seattle takes the 2-0 lead. A reminder, you can join us every week for White Spot Vancouver Giants this week right here on TSN 1040 as we break down all the latest news with the Vancouver Giants and talk with guests from around the WHL. Next week's show coming up Wednesday night at 9 p.m. with Brooke Ward right here on TSN 1040. Assists on the goal. Sammy Moilainen and Donovan Niles. Niles, who played it free to Moilainen, who found Vulcan at the right circle. And it's a 2-0 lead for the T-Birds here in the first period. Giants dump the puck into the Seattle zone off a faceoff win in their own zone. Keegan Kolesar from behind the net. Leaves in the near corner for Ethan Bear. He'll pass on to the right wing for Turner Ottenbright, who gets it out to center. Ethan Bear, left wing of the red line. Pass ahead out of the reach of Alexander True. Ends up below the goal line in the Vancouver zone. Ryan Jones back for it. Shrugs off the check of True. Passes up the boards for Tristan DeRoos. And he'll play it onto the right wing for Jack Flamin, who skates to center and dumps it in from the wrong side of the red line, though. Audenbright back to it. No icing on the play, and the T-Birds will come up ice again. Alexander True with it. Gains the red line, dumps it in well wide of the goal of Tendek. Dylan Plouffe back for it on the end board. Sends near side for Jordan Worry. Worry up the boards for Aiden Barfoot to the middle of the ice for Owen Hardy to center. Fans on a dump-in attempt. Tied up by Matthew Wedman on the boards then on the second chance. Hardy dumps it in as he's hit hard on the far wall by the Thunderbird forward Luke Ormsby, who I think is going to get called for that check. Caught Hardy in the numbers. It'll be interference, and the Giants will go to the white spot power play. 9:45 into the first period, trailing 2-0.
Vancouver did a wonderful job there of breaking out of their own zone in the face of one forechecker to the left inside the Vancouver Giants zone to Tendek's left. Another one on the far right. Two big hits there. They get that puck out. They get in a neutral ice area. And just outside the Seattle blue line, Hardy with that puck. He wants to chip it in. That's where the infraction takes place. Vancouver on the power play.
Giants' first man advantage of the afternoon. Their power play last in the WHL, 13.5%. Here's a two-on-one for the Thunderbirds, shorthanded. They win the draw. Niles in front for Vulcan, and he's absolutely robbed by Tendek. Came across with the right pad and got his toe on that one to keep it 2-0. Huge stop from David Tendek on the two-on-one, shorthanded for the Seattle Thunderbirds. Giants back into the T-Bird zone. Barbaros on the near boards. Feeds back up the wall for Brendan Semchuk behind the net for Wesley. Tried to center to the slot for Ty Ronning. Pass was broken up by Ethan Bear. He can't clear under pressure from Semchuk at the far corner. Bear fights through the check. Gets it to center for Vulcan. He'll gain the red line and dump it in as the Thunderbird penalty kill unit goes for a change. And the Giants will try to break out from behind their own net. Matt Barbaros to his own blue line. Finds Ty Ronning up the right wing in stride. Ronning drives wide on Groff. Carrying to the corner, centers to the top of the crease. Semchuk down the left wing, took the pass in his skates, couldn't get a shot away. Gropp to the puck, was able to get it out to center ice.
That was such a clever pass by Ronning that Semchuk didn't expect it. That's why he took it in his skates.
A couple of New York Ranger prospects going head-to-head in this game. And Ryan Gropp of the Seattle Thunderbirds, Ty Ronning of the Vancouver Giants. As the Giants gain the Seattle line again, Jordan Worry on the right wing. Shuffles into the corner for Calvin Spencer. He'll play it around to the left point for Dylan Plouffe. Across to the right side for Worry. Pressured by Moilanen. Send it down the right wing wall for Malm. Into the slot for Spencer. Back for Malm. Right circle. Spinorama move and a sharp angle backhander hit the outside of the net. He'll leave behind the goal for Braden Watts. Watts from the right corner feeds to the point again for Worry. Worry under pressure from Moilanen. Sends back down the boards for Watts into the slot. One-time chance from the top of the circle from Calvin Spencer. That was wide of the net. Then another wrister from the left boards by Plouffe. Bounces in on Stankowski. There's a big crowd in the crease, but the Seattle goaltender makes the save and holds on. 19 seconds left in the Vancouver power play. 8:33 to go in the first period. The Thunderbirds lead the Giants 2-0.
Wonderful puck movement. Puck possession by Vancouver on that power play. And absolutely right. There's two or three Giants patting each other on the shin pads on the way to the bench. I thought Worry was terrific. I thought Watts got in good position. James Malm was knowing exactly what he wanted to do with that puck. The possession was terrific. Face off to the right of Stankowski in the Seattle net. There's still 19 seconds left on this Vancouver power play.
Scramble draw won by the Giants comes to the left point for Raymond. Right side Barbaros, wrist shot through traffic, kicked out by Stankowski with the left pad, and Turner Ottenbright clears it down the ice. David Tendek comes well out of his crease to handle the puck, leaves behind the goal for Matt Barbaros. Ormsby stands in the box and steps onto the ice. T-Birds are back to even strength as the Giants come to center. Jeff Raymond dumping it in. Ethan Bear back to it in the far corner, watched by Jack Flamin, cuts behind the goal. Flamin right on him, knocks the puck free. Flamin to the top of the right circle, plays across the left point. Raymond with a wrist shot, well wide of the goal. Chased down by Tyler Ho on the near boards. Was pressured by True, got it down the wall for Tristan DeRoos. DeRoos cuts back up the boards, has Ethan Bear all over him, sends down the wall again for Ho. Giants trying to work the cycle game. Tyler Ho leaves for Jordan Borsmeyer in the corner, back to Ho on the half boards. Cutting back to the point, backhand pass into the slot intended for DeRoos. Broken up by Ottenbright, then Ho does a good job holding into the line again. Dylan Plouffe onto the puck. Plays to the left circle. Borsmeyer tees up a drive. It was tipped wide of the net by the stick of Keegan Kolesar. Now the Thunderbirds with the puck will get it out of the zone. Ryan Gropp to center. Ahead for Kolesar. In the slot, Vancouver and wrist shot blocked away by the defenseman Dylan Plouffe, who's upended by Kolesar. After the puck ended up in the corner, Giants clear to the line. It's kept in by Enzer and then cleared on the second attempt by Owen Hardy. Hardy down the left wing. battles the puck past Reese Harsh and deep into the Seattle zone. Ethan Bear has to go behind the net for it. Bear chased out the far side by Hardy. Passes ahead for Scott Enzer. Enzer quickly to center. Dumps it across the Vancouver line. It hit Plouffe. Bounced free for Jordan Worry on the near boards, and he'll chip it to center for Ty Ronning. Ronning couldn't settle down the rolling puck. Tishka breaks it up for Seattle. Car crash in front of the Thunderbird bench. Three players went down. Hardy and Tishka both involved as the T-Birds dump it in. Big hit on the far wall. Dylan Plouffe giving Luke Ormsby a rough ride into the corner boards. T-Birds looking to work the cycle game. Wedman played down low. Ormsby tried to come back at Plouffe. Couldn't get all of him on that one. And Aiden Barfoot on the near boards. Can't get it out. He's crunched by Enzer. Giants on the second attempt do clear to center. Tishka with it will float it back into the Vancouver zone. Both teams in the midst of changes. Dylan Plouffe controls behind the Giant goal. Passes near side for Semchuk in his own zone. Watched by Elijah Brown. Goes across the zone to Ryan Jones on the left wing boards. Jones centered ahead to center. Tipped in by Wesley. Austin Strand for Seattle behind his own goal. Plays to Adams on the far boards. Tyler Adams to center. Turn the puck over to his own line for Wesley. Throws it across to the right wing for Ty Ronning. Ronning taken to the boards by Strand. Spins off the check. Feeds the line for Caleb Bullich. Bullich plays into the right corner for Wesley. He'll cut back up the boards. Wesley goes across to the left point for Jones. Ryan Jones rims it behind the net. Ty Ronning beats Austin Strand to the puck. Chips it down low for Semchuk. He'll battle with Elijah Brown in the right wing corner. Semchuk gets it free to the top of the circle. Wesley winds and fires. It was blocked by the stick of Strand at the top of the crease with Ronning trying to crash the net. Adams gets it out of the zone. But a battle continuing in neutral ice. Finally, the T-Birds get it ahead, and Zach Andrusiak dumps it in.
Brandon, you would never know Seattle was leading this game 2-0 by the way this Giants team is competing. It's marvelous.
As a puck is tipped out of play into the stands on the near side in neutral ice. 5:20 to go in the first period. The Thunderbirds lead the Giants 2-0. This is White Spot Vancouver Giants hockey on TSN 1040.
Leasing a BMW can cost as little as $398 per month. And then there's essential servicing, which includes oil and filter changes, vehicle service checks, servicing and replacement of air, fuel, and microfilters, spark plugs, and brake fluid. So what does that mean for your monthly payment? It's still just $398 per month. With no charge scheduled maintenance, new vehicles receive many essential servicing needs at no additional charge for 4 years or 80,000 kilometers. Visit your local BMW retailer for details.
Share everything plans with Rogers are a lot like tobogganing.
Whee!
Fun on your own, but even better when your whole family's on board. For a limited time, bring your family of four together on an eligible 2-year Share Everything plan. And get 12 gigs of data to share starting from only $55 a month per person for 24 months. Visit a Rogers store or call 1-888-ROGERS-1 today and ask us how much your family of two, three, or more can save. Conditions apply.
Hey, Dave Tomlinson here for the Wrap Guys, the original vehicle wrap company.
Where we wrap more than just cars.
That's right. They can wrap your boat.
And your kegs.
Your business windows.
Even your legs.
Really?
Well, probably not that last one.
Have your message seen by thousands of people every day for less than you think with the help of the award-winning in-house design team at the Wrap Guys.
Free pickup and delivery with free no-obligation quotes at wrapguys.com.
Make an impression that sticks. Trust the Wrap Guys.
The first period of White Spot Vancouver Giants hockey is brought to you by Hyundai.
Brendan Batchelor and Bill Wilms back with you from the Showwear Center. Seattle Thunderbirds lead the Vancouver Giants 2-0 with just over 5 minutes remaining in the first period. And they get a quick chance as they bring it quickly into the Vancouver zone off a neutral zone draw. Turner Ottenbright in the slot was stopped by David Tendek. Giants will clear it down the ice, not heavy enough for icing, so the Seattle goaltender Carl Stankowski will leave his crease to handle it. Plays behind the net for Ethan Bear. Quick outlet pass up the right wing for Sammy Moylan, and he'll feed to center for Nolan Volkan. Volkan into the Vancouver zone, dumps it into the left corner. First to it on the forecheck is Donovan Niles. Niles tries to cycle down low for Volkan. Pass broken up by Matt Barbaras. In to help out is Niles. He'll dig it free in the left corner and play it on the backhand to the left point for Ottenbright. Cross to the right side for Bear. Into the slot for Moylan, and poke check off the puck by Braden Watts. Giants can't clear, though. Moylan and held into the left point. Jeff Raymond behind the Vancouver net. Hit hard in the near corner by Moylan on the forecheck as he played it around to the far boards. Braden Watts able to get it to center. It's battled ahead by Jack Flamin there. Jarrett Tishka from his own line for Seattle. Up the right wing for Scott Enzer. Enzer watched by Tyler Ho. Dumps it in. Ryan Jones behind the net. Far corner for Matt Barbaras. Passes up the middle for Jack Flamin. He'll skate it to center himself and play it down the right wing boards. Ho in on the forecheck, gets first to the puck, tried to center. He's given a bump on the end wall by Aaron Hyman. In to help out is DeRusse. He'll dig the puck free on the right wing. DeRusse plays across to the left point. Wrist shot by Jones. Sails wide of the net. Found by Andrusiak on the near boards for Seattle, and he'll clear to center ice. Tyler Adams with it there. Dumps it in. As we have just over 3.5 minutes remaining in the first period. Seattle goals from Alexander True and Nolan Volkan have them ahead of the Vancouver Giants 2-0. Austin Strand from behind his own net for Seattle. Passes up the right wing for Luke Ormsby. Ormsby with a burst of speed gives into the slot. Brown trying to pass to the back door for Wedman, who was going to the net. It was tipped away by a Vancouver stick, and the Giants will break out. Owen Hardy bowls his way across the Seattle line. Got a good wrist shot from the right wing. Stankowski had a piece of it with his chest protector to turn it to the corner. Giants continue to battle the forecheck. Borsmeyer and Hardy digging for it in the right corner. Jordan Borsmeyer battling with Austin Strand. Elijah Brown there too. Owen Hardy watching on for Vancouver. Borsmeyer gets it free to the right point for Jordan Warry. Tried a wrist shot. Blocked from close range by Matthew Wedman, who felt that one. He's going to go straight to the bench, limping a little bit as his shot block forced the Giants back into their own zone. Now here they come to center again. Ty Ronning deflects it in. Wide of the net of Stankowski, who will handle it and pass through the slot to the far boards for Keegan Kolesar. He gets it out to center, only as far as Johnny Wesley, though, who clears it right back in. Ethan Bear behind the Thunderbird goal, pressured by Semchuk, passed up the left wing for Ryan Groff. He'll accelerate to center. Here's Groff into the slot. Vancouver zone, cuts to the right circle. Delays to the point, gives to Ethan Bear, middle of the ice. Bear into the high slot. Wrist shot blocked in front by Plouffe. Rebound bouncing around in the zone. Found by Ronnie, who gets to the point again. It's held in by Bear. Ethan Bear down the right wing boards. Can't connect with Groff on the wall. Giants clear to the line. Bear holds in again. Try to pass across the zone. It's tipped by a Vancouver stick and out of play on the near wall. Exactly 2 minutes remaining in the first period. T-Birds lead the Giants 2-0.
Ryan Groff, the kid from Burnaby, New York Ranger draft. First pick for the Rangers. They didn't have a first-round pick. Took him in a second round. And my goodness, is he a beautiful skater. You know what? It was a good job. You can see Vancouver preparation, Jason McKee with his team. Because as Groff went in the offensive zone, he waited for Bear. Put a perfect drop pass on a guy with 25 goals. That's what Ethan Bear has from the point. He can shoot that puck so well, and they collapsed right on Bear, way out at the blue line. Nice job by Vancouver defending Bear so they didn't get that shot away.
Groff, a 35 goal and 83 point guy for this Seattle club as well. As the Thunderbirds work the cycle off a faceoff win in the Vancouver end, Sammy Moilainen in the right corner. Chips into the corner. Pass received by Enzer away from the play. Volkan tied up with, I think that's Barbaris, and the linesman have to get in and separate them. Whistles sounded, so I think we're going to have penalties resulting here, but well away from the puck. Volkan and Barbaris didn't drop the mitts, but were shoving and had their sticks up, and the officials blow the play dead and separate them.
Now it gives me an opportunity to talk about a couple things that I think are very, very impressive so far in this first period. Even though Vancouver trailing, it's hard to believe it, but they're competing. Flamin on the forecheck. He's nailed Brown. He's nailed Bear. He's been in there working his butt off. And I think Tristan DeRusse, Brennan, has made a couple wonderful passes inside the Seattle zone back to the blue line. And Hardy, a left-wing shot, left-hand player, attacked the net this last rush off the right wing. Got a good shot on the net. That's that offense that you're looking for. That's a nice job so far. Vancouver, really, that last power play they had, they created some energy off that. Now you just hope that they could just get back. They got to get within one in this hockey game.
Coincidental penalties, so we'll play 4-on-4 for the next 2 minutes with Volkan and Barbaris off in the sin bin. Calvin Spencer brings the puck into the Seattle zone on right wing, cuts behind the net, hounded by Ethan Bear, protects it with one hand on his stick, but lost it on the boards to Kolesar, who plays around to the near side for Turner Ottenbright. Ottenbright up the boards for Enzer. He's hit by Warry. It comes down low for Calvin Spencer in the right corner. Spencer into the slot. Here's Plouffe in from the point, going to the goal. Lays off to the left circle for Warry. He'll cut back to the point. Warry feeds down the boards for Calvin Spencer. Spencer into the slot for Plouffe again. Attacking the goal with a wrist shot. Stopped by Stankowski. Big rebound. Flamin can't get to it for a shot. He pokes it near side for Warry, though, who took a wrister. It was blocked away by Ethan Bear to the far boards. Under a minute to go in the first period. Seattle 2, Vancouver nothing. As Keegan Kolesar winds up in his own zone. Kolesar, left wing into Vancouver territory, driving wide on Ryan Jones, goes behind the net. Clears around to the right point, no one home though, and the puck ends up out at center ice. Aaron Hyman, back for the puck for Seattle, near side for Alexander True, pass to center for Kolesar. He settles down a rolling puck on the left wing as he gains the attacking line and dumps it in. True in the left corner. hit by Ryan Jones. Knocked the puck free for Dylan Plouffe. He'll pass to his own line for Ty Ronning. Ronning feeds up the right wing boards for Braden Watts. Watts from the top of the circle sends across to the left point for Ryan Jones. Jones clears it around the wall behind the net. Ty Ronning looking for it there, being bothered by Aaron Hyman. Cycles down low for Jeff Raymond, activating from the line. Raymond sends up the boards for Watts across to the left point. Ryan Jones with a shot through traffic. It hit Hyman in front. Ronning was trying to provide the screen. Raymond to it in the corner. Plays behind the net for Ronning. Out the near side. Sharp angle backhander stopped by Stankowski as the buzzer sounds. Vancouver's best look of the first period comes from Ty Ronning. Right at the end there as he was left alone to walk to the front of the net, and Stankowski stopped him in tight with a good backhand chance for the Vancouver forward.
You know that shift earlier, Brendan? Calvin Spencer absolutely owned the offensive zone. He had the puck so much on his stick that twice Dylan Plouffe was able to get into his spot, and he fed him the puck two times. It's 2-0 Seattle, and it's game 72. And I'm going to say this, that might be one of the best, if not the best, Vancouver Giant periods trailing a hockey game. I thought they were really, really good in a really tough building to play against a big team that skates well. They didn't back down and in. Shots 13-10 for the Seattle Thunderbirds. Hey, it may not end well, but that is exactly the way they have to play.
On the other side, we'll recap the first period. Thunderbirds lead the Giants 2-0 on White Spot Vancouver Giants Hockey on TSN 1040.
Welcome back to Talk Radio, listeners. This week, we interrupt this broadcast for an important announcement. This is not a test.
Hi, it's Daryl Jones here. Save On Foods now features lower prices on an unbelievable 10,000 items, including your favorite brands throughout the entire store. That's right. Save like never before on 10,000 weekly items.
You heard him, folks. There are 10,000 ways to save this week at your nearest Save On Foods.
Tuwasa Springs is a fantastic place to live. A half-hour drive from downtown, a 10-minute walk from the beach, a few steps to the first tee of what's been called the best new golf course on the West Coast. Not only is Tuwasa Springs an excellent real estate investment, it's also an amazing golf resort community with spectacular views of the water. And with Pat Quinn's restaurant and bar, Tuwasa Springs now officially has it all. I tell ya, it's like living in a vacation resort. And you can get your new pre-construction condo today at tuwasansprings.ca. Tuwasa Springs, where home becomes a holiday.
Time to recap the opening 20 minutes of White Spot Vancouver Giants hockey on TSN 1040.
This is the first intermission.
Brought to you by BMO, Bank of Montreal.
Back at the Showware Center through one period, it is the Seattle Thunderbirds leading the Vancouver Giants 2-0 as we take a look at the Kintech footwear and orthotics scoring summary after the first period of play. And it didn't start well for Vancouver, Bill. Alexander True scoring just 30 seconds in to give the T-Birds the lead.
You know, the line of Ronning, Wesley, and Semchuk start for Vancouver. Semchuk with that speed, he's going to get a lot of entries into the offensive zone. He does that. He gets probably 30, 40 feet into the zone, throws a draw pass, and right off the bat, the True Kolesar Groff line that starts for Seattle picks it off on a wonderful back check. It was Kolesar, and away they go up the ice and get that puck to Alexander True, and he's in a sweet spot right between the circles in front of the net and delivers a quick, nice shot that finds the back of the net, as you said, 30 seconds in.
His 24th of the season from Kolesar, and Gropp made it 1-0. T-Birds would extend the lead just over 8 minutes later. This time it was Nolan Volkan.
Yeah, again, you know, inside the Vancouver Giants zone, you got to take a hit to make a play. Niles does that, gets it to Moilanen. He throws it to the front to Nolan Volkan, and it's his 15th. And, you know, it's just a case there of coverage, not really a big breakdown, but enough to leave a guy open. And I thought after that goal, Brendan, the last 13 minutes, 12 minutes, I thought it was a lot of Vancouver Giants in there. But you're right. You give up two in the first 10 minutes, it's going to be a tough road to hoe on a team that's lost only 13 times and won 55 in this building here in the last 2 years.
Nolan Volkan with his 15th from Sammy Moilanen, and Donovan Niles at 8:34 made it 2-0. Could have been 3 or 4-0 if not for a couple of good saves by David Tendek. And maybe the best of those came on Volkan yet again on a 2-on-1.
Good power play. They didn't lose any energy off that, even though they had to be bailed out on this play that kept it 2-0 and still 2-0 after 20 minutes. But goaltender Tendek with a terrific save. Niles Volkan, 2-on-1 shorthanded. Our play at a period sounded like this.
Giants' first man advantage of the afternoon. Their power play last in the WHL, 13.5%. Here's a two-on-one for the Thunderbirds, shorthanded. They win the draw. Niles in front for Vulcan, and he's absolutely robbed by Tendek. Came across with the right pad and got his toe on that one to keep it 2-0. And that is the play of the first period for the Vancouver Giants, brought to you by the Hockey Shop, source for sports located in Surrey. They know hockey. Thunderbirds outshoot Vancouver 13-10 in the first period. Giants 0-1 on the white spot power play. They have yet to go to the GNF financial penalty kill in this hockey game this afternoon. A reminder, you can become a Giants season ticket holder and make your deposit for the 2017-2018 season now. And if you become a season ticket holder with the Giants, you'll get priority access to tickets for the 2019 World Junior Hockey Championships coming to Vancouver and Victoria. For more information, call 604-4GIANTS, 604-444-2687, or go online to vancouvergiants.com/season tickets. On the other side, we'll hear from Giants 20-year-old defenseman Jeff Raymond. I caught up with him before the game here this afternoon as he plays his final contest in the WHL against Seattle today. Once again, the score after one period, the Thunderbirds 2, the Giants nothing. This is White Spot Vancouver Giants hockey on TSN 1040.
For 5 days, choosing Nissan gets even better. Choose from up to $4,000 parts and accessory credit or up to $3,500 My Choice bonus cash. And now, for 5 days only, get an additional bonus of up to $1,000 on select models. That means a total bonus of $2,000 on Rogue, $1,750 on Sentra, $2,250 on Pathfinder, and $4,500 on the all-new Titan. Hurry! The Nissan 5-day sale ends this Saturday. Visit ChooseNissan.ca or see your Nissan retailer.
Save time, save money, save frustrations, get results with Sphere One Logistics. Pants the Moj, whatever you need to ship for work, wherever it needs to go, Sphere One Logistics is the only call you need to make. Across town or across the globe, no matter how big or small, Sphere One is not just a shipping company, they're your strategic partner. They're with you from start to finish. In fact, Sphere One will even audit your current shipping expenditures to show you how you can save even more. For a free quote, check out SphereOneLogistics.com, SphereOneLogistics.com.
Scott Rentoul here with Dave Pratt, talking about the great shoes and apparel from the New Balance store.
Scotty, I'm loving the gear from the New Balance store. Check out these fresh foam 4K shoes.
Those are quite flashy.
Cushy too. Took the stairs at work today.
Six floors up, that's a good workout.
Actually, I went down the stairs.
Oh, well, that's progress, I guess.
Baby steps, Scotty. Super comfortable baby steps.
Whatever your activity, get great looking shoes and apparel at the New Balance store. On Robson between Thurlow and Butte, also in Delta, Langley, and online at newbalancevancouver.ca.
Hi, I'm Ian McIntosh, founder of Kermac Collision and Auto Glass. At Kermac, we're proud to support BC Children's Hospital through our charitable program, Kermac Cares for Kids. Under this program, we donate a percentage of our income from every repair to assist kids from all over British Columbia. So when you choose Kermac, you help provide better health for our children and youth. Help us help the kids with a rewards program that really counts.
Kermac Cares for Kids.
When weather hits, rain and sleet can dangerously block your visibility as you drive. But the Michelin Man is on your side, protecting you with Michelin Stealth Wiper Blades. With exclusive SmartFlex technology, these blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you the best wipe possible, delivering streak-free performance for clear vision and safer driving. So when weather hits, be ready. Michelin Wiper Blades. It doesn't get any clearer than this. Available at Costco, Home Depot, and other fine retailers.
Hi, I'm John Abbott for Bessant Motors, who've been serving the Lower Mainland for over 25 years. They're thankful for the trust and support of the thousands of customers they assist yearly. These clients have given Bessant Motors the chance to grow to the point where they can be unique in the market, providing lifetime vehicle warranty, 24/7 customer service, a huge and diverse inventory, and 0% interest rates. A family-owned and operated business that has worn their name with pride for over 25 years. Bessant Motors.
This is White Spot Vancouver Giants Hockey on TSN 1040.
And we're back with more of the first intermission, brought to you by BMO, Bank of Montreal.
The Vancouver Giants have a giant heart, and along with their premier corporate partners, are proud to support a number of charitable organizations across the Lower Mainland, as well as grassroots Giants initiatives. like minor hockey fundraising and Jack the Giants Literacy Challenge. See all the details and find out how you can help at VancouverGiants.com/Giant Heart. Brendan Batchelor back with you tonight from the Showwear Center. The Seattle Thunderbirds lead the Vancouver Giants 2-0 after one period. Final game of the regular season for the G-Men. They won't be going to the playoffs this year, which means it's the final WHL game for 20-year-old defenseman Jeff Raymond, a native of Fernie, a former Tri-City American and Spokane Chief, playing his 206th career game here tonight in a Vancouver uniform. It will be his last, and I caught up with him before the game to get his thoughts on his WHL career.
Joined now by Jeff Raymond. And Jeff, here it is, your final game in the WHL today, and I'm sure it's been an interesting ride and one that's gone quicker than you would have imagined, but as you look back here and I'm sure reflect a lot before this game, what are your thoughts going into this matchup with the Thunderbirds?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Those were the fastest 4 years of my life, but I'm glad I get to spend my last game with a group of guys such as this, and just got to take it all in and make, you know, all the 60 minutes that I play here tonight count.
You played for the Tri-City Americans and the Spokane Chiefs as well in your WHL career. Let's go all the way back to your first WHL game and go full circle. What do you remember about that when you broke into the league?
I remember my first shift, or first game was against the Swift Current Broncos. I remember my first shift was against Colby Cave, who was a draft pick of the Boston Bruins. I remember there was a loose puck that I was heading back for as a D-man trying to get it, and I looked and I seen Caver. He was on me 100 miles an hour, and I thought to myself, holy man, this league is pretty quick. So, yeah, that first game was obviously a whirlwind, but I think we ended up getting a 2-1 win, so it was all worth it.
And overall, I'm sure you developed a lot both as a player and as a person in your WHL career. Are there any moments in your career that stand out as ones that you'll remember more than anything else, or a high point that you would mark out?
I think when anybody scores their first goal, I remember scoring my first goal against Prince George in my first year. That was something special to me and something I'll think about for the rest of my life. And, you know, every year that I've played in the league has been awesome. I've been blessed to have great coaches, great teammates, and played for three great organizations. So just want to say thanks to all of them, and over and out.
There you go. And you spent your last season or most of it here with the Vancouver Giants, who brought you in as a 20-year-old, and you had an opportunity to be more of a veteran presence on the blue line for this club, albeit a club that's struggling at this point in its development. But what do you think you'll remember about your time in Vancouver specifically?
Like I said, I mean, this group of guys, especially if you know what we went through this year, especially the last half of the season was pretty rough for us, but that didn't take away from you know, the fun that we had at the rink together and the times we shared together, and I'll always be proud of the guys for that. You know, we never I don't think we ever quit. We never backed down, and you know, there might have been some tough results down the stretch, but we stuck together as a team, and I'm proud of the guys for that.
Finally, what's next for Jeff Raymond? Are you looking at maybe playing CIS hockey next year, or what's the future hold for you?
More than likely, yeah, I'll go CIS. I mean, quite a few schools right now, and it's lots of options for me, and I still haven't decided yet. So take a couple of months here after the season, you know, get my priorities right, and look into what I'm interested in taking in school, and yeah, it'll definitely be a good change, you know, get going with life, but yeah, I'm excited for it.
All right, Jeff, well, thanks a lot for this, appreciate it. It's been a pleasure dealing with you all season long. Best of luck as you graduate here from the WHL and enjoy this last game here today.
Thanks, Batch, I appreciate it.
That's Giants defenseman Jeff Raymond, 20-year-old blue liner, playing his final game in the WHL against the Seattle Thunderbirds this afternoon. T-Birds have a 2-0 lead on the Vancouver Giants after one period. As we take a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard around the WHL, brought to you by Prime Travel. Three other games around the league on this final Sunday of the regular season. One of them's in the books. The Edmonton Oil Kings picked up a 5-4 overtime win over the Red Deer Rebels. Couple of other games in progress down here in this U.S. division, and they matter in terms of playoff positioning. Portland Winterhawks currently sit third in the U.S. division. They can clinch third in the division with a win, as they are currently sitting 1 point clear of the Tri-City Americans. But right now, Portland trailing the Spokane Chiefs 3-1 in the first period in the out-of-town scoreboard. So a Portland loss coupled with a Tri-City win would mean that the Americans would vault them into third place in the U.S. division. Americans are taking on the Everett Silvertips on home ice. Those two teams are tied at one after one period. We'll be back with the second period faceoff from the Showwear Center next. It's the T-Birds 2 and the Giants nothing. This is White Spot Vancouver Giants hockey on TSN 1040.
This TSN 1040 podcast is powered by Metro Ford. It's hard to beat a Metro Ford deal. In Fort Coquitlam and online at metromotors.com.